King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And I threw it out earlier. I know a lot of people down in Florida have many things on their mind more important than calling this show. But if you do have the time, I'd love to hear from you. Just get an update. And Jim's down there in Jupiter. Now, Jim's not in the way of this thing. Now, he's getting a bunch of rain and wind, I'm sure. But as far as the brunt of this, he's not in the main target area like the West Coast was, from Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, on up and then across the state. Anyways, Jim, what's up?
So, Billy, first of all, I want to thank you and everybody that reached out. We're all fine here. Like you said, I live on the East Coast of Florida. No damage, just winds and water. But I got to tell you, this is going to be a bad one, as you know, as the sun's coming up now and they're able to see what's going on. The Naples, Fort Myers area was crushed. Like, to give you an example, my sister-in-law, they were okay, but that storm surge was so, like, immense that even though they have a newer home that's built high, they all four of their cars were totaled, meaning, like, they were underwater, and the water got into their house. Not too bad, because their home is higher than the garage, but it's bad. And here's another one. My father-in-law, one of his neighbors, was stuck in his attic last night because he stayed in an area he shouldn't have, and the water had come up so high. And he was up in his attic, and there was nobody to get him because they're not going to help you. You know, they can't go out during the hurricane. So we don't know if that guy's dead or alive. I hope he's okay. But the amount of property damage is just going to be crazy.
You imagine the insurance people, their job? Wow.
Yeah, they already said it. Because these insurance, they know. They got an idea with the number of lives that are in an area and how much it was impacted and, you know, costs and everything. They know it's going to be just crazy, the amount of damage that was done to homes, cars. I mean, you don't even think about cars, but imagine, you know, like my sister-in-law, they have four vehicles. Not one of them will work now, And I sent a video to give you an idea.
I saw it. Taking
some shots of it. And that was before the hurricane hit, by the way. That was a little bit before. Their street looked like a lake. You know, it's just, and someone's boat got dislodged from wherever they keep it and was floating down their street.
So the boat just went on its own.
The boat went on its own and crashed into their neighbor's house. So, yeah. So, we're all good. But, you know, definitely, if you're inclined that way, say some prayers for the people over there, because they got hit really hard. I don't know what they're going to say it is, a 4 or 5, whatever it was. It was crazy. And we've done a lot of hurricanes over here. And I was talking to my sister-in-law. They were able to get through for a little bit. And she's like, this is nothing like anything that we've ever experienced. And, you know, they're like, if we ever have a storm like this again, you know, where it's a 3 or 4 or above, we got to get out of here, because they were white-knuckled the entire time. I mean, they thought the roof was just going to fly off at any point.
What's the worst one you've been involved in on your eastern, southeastern portion of Florida?
Well, I was old. You know, I lived, Andrew was supposed to hit us. So Andrew's the bad one in Florida. Everybody remembers it. It hit Homestead. So that's the one everyone remembers. I mean, that's the one I remember most because of the damage it did below us. I'd say, like, the actual damage to our area in 2004, we were hit with 4 hurricanes. 3 of them were direct hits, Gene and Francis, and another one, I forgot what it was. But those were pretty bad. Those were probably Category 2 or 3. It ripped off, our screen enclosure and stuff, but nothing too crazy. So we've been pretty lucky with the amount that we've had, that we've never had really bad ones. But in this area, it's definitely Hurricane Andrew's the big one. I mean, it destroyed just below us.
Wow. Anyways, well, I'm real worried about Perry Mason. Now, he's okay. He and his family, they're okay, but his crop is destroyed from what I understand, all of it.
And that is so, because you got to understand, Perry, what the orange farmers have been dealing with. I mean, he's kind of gone into it with you, but it's not an easy life what they do.
Right.
And it's a lot of the orange market has been outsourced to other countries. So when you have something like this, or you get, like, you know, sometimes they get like a disease on the fruit or anything like that, I mean, it just wipes them out. So most importantly, Perry, hopefully, you know, obviously it sounds like he's okay. But let's hope that crop survived, because, you know, he's a good, really good guy. And for all those orange farmers, we need to be saying some prayers for them, too.
Jim, appreciate the update, sir.
You guys take care.
Jim down in Jupiter. Perry Mason was explaining to me yesterday that because of the disease, they've been fighting a disease in their groves for about a decade. And it's made the fruit weaker, meaning as it attaches. And it means that less wind is more harmful. Usually, historically, it could hold up, but he said 45 to 50 miles an hour is where you start getting big damage. Well, they exceeded that immeasurably. But, yeah, I talked to him on the phone, and they were okay. As far as the family, they're okay. But what they're having to do this morning, you got to remember, Jim was just talking, the sun's up, coming up, and now you have to go out there and assess everything, and I'm sure it is not pretty. That's sad. That's very sad. Round man down there in Orlando, Bill, 3 feet of water outside where he's at. And he's right there in the middle, right? The hurricane came across and did its damage. Danny up in New York City, our favorite police officer ever. He is on the first ballot Hall of Fame. He's on the Mount Rushmore. Blake Corum's parents would wake up at 3 a.m. to drive him 2 hours from Warrenton, Virginia, to St. Vincent's High School in Laurel, Maryland. They did that 5 days a week for 2 years to get him more exposure. The kid loves football. Love how his parents sacrificed all that time for him. That kid is really made a name for himself last year and then continuing on this year. He really has. Maybe it was just me not paying attention. I did not really pay pay much attention or know anything about him in recruiting. Should have. Yeah, should have. He is built a lot like Michael Hart, right? What is he, about 5'8", 5'9", about 200 pounds? He's thick now. He's thick. And at that position, that's actually somewhat of an advantage. At no other position is that an advantage, but at that position, it is an advantage. You do not have to be a certain height at running back. Matter of fact, you can be too tall, and it could hurt you there. He is 5'9", again, whatever they list him, but he's thick, and he's able to make the first guy miss, and he's not super electric fast, but he does have open field ability. He's got all that stuff. Yeah, it's been impressive to watch. Yeah, I got to give you that. It's been very impressive to watch his maturity. All right. Eric in Indy. Hearing everybody call in this morning is good to hear. Feel so bad for all those who have the damage. Those folks need our prayers. Hang in there, all you fine people down in the state of Florida. Now, Eric, you had your dad was in surgery, and I've not heard, I'm sure you've been really busy, but Eric's dad had a heart episode. I believe he's in his 80s, and Eric was asking for everybody to say a nice prayer for him, and I'm sure people did. With all that's going on out there, yeah, I'm sure people did, no doubt. Tough times out there. South Carolina and South Carolina State tonight. So we're going to have Thursday SEC ball. We're going to have Sunday SEC ball because Florida and Eastern Washington will play as well. I'm just ready to get to some football, man. I'm excited about it. I don't know how many times I have said I can't wait until South Carolina State is on the TV. I just said it here on this show. It's a sign of the times. Take the break here momentarily. No guest today. Yeah, no guest. TJ, who's in Tampa, hit me up a couple of days ago and said, Bill, move it if we can, because I don't know if I'll be able to broadcast on Thursday. Probably made the right move. Yeah, he's in Tampa. We'll take the break here. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's building pretty good now on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic coming in from Rutherford County through Davidson. Again, it's pretty busy there. It's heavy, but it's moving on Vietnam. That's coming inbound through Hendersonville. All that traffic leaving Sumner County. Same goes for I-40 out in Wilson County. Pretty much normal right now with that buildup on I-40 westbound approaching 840 in Wilson County with some radar out in that area a few minutes ago. For customized Tennessee t-shirts just in time for football season, if you're a Vol fan, you're going to love this website. Rocky Top. TNShirts.com, RockyTopTNShirts.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Woo! It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, The Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. You can stream live, local, and primetime regular season games on your phone or tablet. 45-minute game replays and more.
That's how you do it right there.
This is the NFL for every fan. This is football freedom. This is your game on the go. Wherever you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com/radio and start your free trial of NFL Plus today. Terms and conditions apply.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they probably said something suspicious like, "I'm bundling with GEICO," or "Stop spying on me with those binoculars." If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, "How are your bowels, son? Are you eating properly?" He'd go, Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels. Oh, it's not that funny. Come on.
We didn't expect to be talking about Paul's pals this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
FanDuel, y'all. Football season is underway. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet does not win. Just sign up with the promo code BKING. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. And with live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started, all on the app, and it's so safe, and it's so secure, and it's super easy to use. So sign up today, promo code BKING, for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code BKING. Make every moment this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be at least 21. And in the state of Tennessee, first online real money wager only, refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. FanDuel, y'all. Download that. Now, every state is different. Some of your states won't be able to download it, but hope you're in one of those states, and I hope you get cleared. Ohio got cleared. They're going to be up what? What did you guys, Josh, and you guys tell me in January? That's good news. That is very good news for you guys. Brown man down in Orlando checking in. Brown man's a Georgia fan. He was here the first year of commitments. He came up for that event. Rain stopped. Now he's down in Orlando, but the wind is fierce. He's talking about his area. And, well, the fierce rain we're not happy about, but at least things are simmering down for you. Yeah, at least everything's getting better. Tom in Myrtle Beach moved to South Carolina in 98. That's when Rocky Top Tennessee was winning a natty. Seems like a long time ago. Yeah, your wife, his wife's school is Tennessee. Now, she's not from Tennessee, but she's a Tennessee fan. Said, we moved in 98. And I think he said they were in Ohio. He says, I've been through 10 tropical storms and 12 hurricanes. We left for Floyd, Florence, and Matthew. The worst we stayed for was Charlie. It was a cat, too. Worst part is winds 60 to 80 miles an hour for 6 hours. The gusts suck, but the constant sustained winds is just terrible. See, I don't know. I've never been in that. It sounds awful. And that's a long, 30 minutes would be a long time. He's saying 6 hours of this. That's pretty bad. Yeah, that's not good. College football coming up this weekend. And actually, we were talking about it, the games tonight, South Carolina State. But leading into the weekend, some interesting games that we'll have to deal with. There's some good ACC games. There's some good SEC games, Big Ten, what have you. Big 12, Pac-12, we've got some interesting matchups, and we're in a critical sodium pentothal time. Now, we're not crowning anybody. We're not to that moment, but these games, these head-to-head matchups are critical. They're defining. How about A&M coming off that miraculous win? Maybe that's a little overstating it. But a win that did not look likely during the game, well, until the big play happened on the goal line. But Arkansas was in clear command of that game. If there's a team right now that might be a little wobbly trying to get over what just happened to them, it could be Arkansas. Arkansas has Alabama, and this is tough. This is very tough for them. It's a tough moment for that team coming off that heartbreaking A&M experience. If you're A&M, you're very happy. You're fortunate, too. Yeah, scoreboard says you won that game. That can't be taken away, but you're fortunate there. Now you have to play Mississippi State. And talking about sodium pentothal, that's a losable game. As we know, big game for Mississippi State sitting right there. I do think Alabama is getting better. I don't know where I have them in the national championship picture. I've got them as one of the top contenders. But have they improved enough? I'm not sure about that. But they don't need to be improved enough yet. They just need to beat the next team that's in front of them, right? That's a big game. That game with Arkansas is a big game. That Kentucky matchup with Ole Miss down at Baby Kiff's empty stadium. And it's not empty, but complaining about it. Vaught Hemingway. I met Johnny Vaught one time. He must have been 120 when I met him. No, he died in his 90s, but I met him in Tunica. Was in Tunica, the only time I've been to Tunica, right below Memphis in Mississippi, the casino. And this was, what year? This was, I believe, the spring of 2001. So somewhere May, June, maybe spring, summer, right in there, I was down there. Actually, Nick Saban was speaking. And he was coming off that upset, that LSU upset of Tennessee in the SEC championship game, where if Tennessee would have won, Fulmer would have been in his second national championship game in 4 years, which is pretty impressive, right? I'm not a big Fulmer guy. He doesn't like me either. It's a mutual dislike, but that's impressive. Doesn't matter about the other stuff. That would be impressive. Does Fulmer have enough equity in the bank, you think? That if he would have won that game, which they were a solid favorite, would have lasted, that equity, would that have lasted to save him in 08 when everything collapsed again? Remember, they had a couple of collapses. They had one in right before 07. Then Cut saved the day. Cut leaves for Duke. It collapses again. Would there have been enough equity to keep him, save him in 08? Is the question. We'll never know. They did not win that game. Anyways, Nick Saban's at that speaking engagement. I was heading to Florida. And actually, Roy Adams, speaking of the late, great Roy Adams, the fiercest behind-the-scenes booster ever, invited me down there, and I was heading on down to the beach, meeting the family, and I said, you know what, even though Memphis is not on the way, I'll go down there and I'll go to Tunica and I'll stay overnight and then I'll head on down. And Nick was talking about many other things, you know, coaching and all that, but he was talking about that SEC championship game and how Tennessee totally had them outmatched and how miraculous it was that they were able to win that game. Remember, LSU in that SEC championship game, Nick Saban, and 2 years later he won a natty, as you know, at LSU, was down to their second string quarterback and running back. Tennessee looked like they had that game at halftime in control, and it fell to pieces. Absolutely collapsed. Yeah, absolutely collapsed. But yeah, he was talking about how just unlikely that was and how incredible of an experience. You got to remember, I'm watching Nick Saban at this event, and he did not have a natty on his resume at that point. He's got 7 now, right? From that moment on, he's got 7 natties. But I could tell, there was something about Nick Saban, even then, and I don't think I predicted he'd win all those natties, but there was something about him, even then, that was different. There was just something about this guy. You just knew this guy's going to win big. Now, I had no idea. I mean, he hadn't even left LSU for Miami yet. So I didn't know what his circumnavigation would be. There was always the talk that eventually he's a pro guy, he'll be back in the pros, which he did. That did happen. Not that long after that. And obviously had no idea that he would end up back in the SEC and at Alabama. No clue on that kind of stuff. But you could just tell this cat is different. This cat is wired totally different. Because, I mean, how many, you guys know me. What do you think it would take for me to go to some speaking engagement of some coach somewhere? I mean, that's not, why would I want to do that? I mean, I'm busy. I'd rather be at home cooking some yard pimp on the Rectech. Brent down in Macon. Now, Brent came by and hung out with us a little bit on Tuesday morning at the 1842 Inn. Says, Bill, was away from the show yesterday. It was my wife's birthday. Listen to your replay. Glad your wife liked the candle. Speaking of hurricanes, I lived in Florida in the past and experienced many hurricanes. Worst storm for him, actually, Tropical Storm Faye. He says for him was the worst when he lived down there. Yeah, Brent, who I know from the show, but we never met. He comes by and he's got this little gift bag and he's got some fancy candles in there. And he said, this is for your wife. So when I came home on Tuesday, I said, hey, Michelle, dudes are bringing you stuff. And it was nice. That was nice for Brett. I said, I'm not kidding. Guys are coming to me and saying, give this to your wife. Actually, it was Brent, not guy, not plural. And she is, all into candles, too. That's what's ironic there. Loved it. I immediately opened them up, smelled them, had me smell them. Nah, it was good. Brent, appreciate that very much. That was very, very nice of you. Yeah, very nice. Tom in Myrtle Beach, funny. I left Ohio the day after the BCS National Championship between Tennessee and Florida State. I was hungover and tried driving to South Carolina. My wife stayed in our apartment until March when I got settled in my job and place to live there in Myrtle Beach. We watched the UT National Championship game together, and then I rolled out of Ohio. Yeah, we took the show out there for that game. And we were in Tempe, Phoenix, Scottsdale that day. That's a Monday, right? I believe. And then that night, and then I remember about 3 a.m. being in the airport. And we landed back in the 615 at the what they call BNA, but it's the Nashville airport, at about 7 or 8. And I just remember walking around there, and everybody was just kind of floating. It's so hard. It's so improbable to win a national championship. Everybody thinks that Alabama is a typical example. It's not a typical example. It's an example that probably won't happen again. I had a question, and it popped up earlier on Twitter. And my timeline's a little long, so I don't know if I can give proper credit to whoever brought this up. But it came up the other night at the speaking engagement, and it sounded a little bit like this. Hey, Bill, does NIL or has NIL evened the playing field? And I had somebody bring this up earlier because you had Marshall beating Notre Dame. You had App State in their game beating A&M. You had Georgia Southern going to Nebraska winning. Yeah, that has nothing to do with NIL. Those upsets have happened historically. Notre Dame's been upset. I mean, App State beat Michigan in 97. NIL has not evened the playing field at all. Matter of fact, it might have extended the lead of the superpowers over the playing field. There's no proof that NIL has done anything to level the playing field, to bring parity to a sport that is not full of parity. Yeah, that came up the other night, too. It's a good question. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. THB's on the scene of a wreck in a terrible spot with all that traffic trying to get through the Jolton area right now. It's 24 eastbound just before you get to White's Creek Pike. All that's doing is aggravating all that heavy traffic that's right behind that crash trying to get in from Montgomery County coming in from Clarksville. Again, we're looking at a crash. It's backing up pretty good here on 24 eastbound just before you get to the Jolton exit. Yes, it's heavy down I-40 leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville through Mount Juliet all the way into Hermitage. Ober Gatlinburg Restaurant in Lounge celebrating Oktoberfest. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Omni Nashville Hotel, located 5th Avenue downtown and proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week, is Nashville's premier destination for the highest quality accommodations. Start your day with a cup of Bongo Java and the biscuit bar at Kitchen Notes. Indulge your tastes with the best beef in Music City at Bob's Steak and Chop House. And wrap yourself in luxury at Makara Day Spa before enjoying enjoying a nightcap at Bar Lines. And when it comes time to host those holiday partings and gatherings of family, let the Omni Nashville Hotel take all the worry off your plate. Proud sponsor of the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week, and located in the heart of Music City, the Omni Nashville Hotel is your only choice. The Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Whether it's getting your day started with a clear mind, taking the edge off after a busy day, or hitting the reset button at night, Cure helps us be our most productive selves. Completely organic and free of THC, pesticides, and heavy metals, Cure focuses on specific need states with great-tasting CBD products designed to help you focus, chill, and sleep. And that is exactly what the Cure brand products are named. Focus, chill, and sleep. Now available at select MAPCO locations. Visit thecurebrand.com to learn more and follow them on social media. Alpine Concrete is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts each and every day will never go unnoticed. This proud salute is brought to you by Alpine Concrete, serving the greater Nashville area with quality and pride. For all of your residential and commercial concrete needs, call today for a free estimate at 615-474-7859. That's 615-474-7859. Alpine Concrete, the professionals who care.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high near 74. Clear tonight, low around 50. Sunny tomorrow, high near 78. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 54. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Now, is it possible that someday name, image, likeness takes a program that is not ever a threat and makes them a threat because some sugar daddy is doling out a whole bunch of money? I guess that could happen. I mean, I'm not saying that couldn't happen, but to date, it hasn't made a difference at all in evening up the playing field. Marshall beating Notre Dame's got nothing to do with name, image, likeness. It's not even related. That's one team going to South Bend and playing a team in disarray and beating them. That's what that was. It had nothing to do with any new rules or anything else. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky. Hoptown means Hopkinsville. If you don't know your geography, see, I've got a million relatives up there, so I know. Even though I couldn't tell you where they are or what they're doing, I've got lots of relatives up there. He says, I call this Ole Miss game the line in the sand game for Kentucky. Win this game and we're sniffing the Sugar Bowl. Lose it and we're probably 9-3. That's not bad, but this game has a chance to vault Kentucky to another level. That's a game I cannot wait to view. Noel Kev up in Chicago found out yesterday I'm going to be part of the replay crew for the October 8th NIU Toledo game. Now, is that in the Glass Bowl? Or is that up there in DeKalb? Anyways, that's good. No, that's good news for you there. Brent and Macon, Bill, I'd have given you the candles, but I didn't think you were a candle kind of guy. My wife makes these candles right here in Macon. No. I was happy. I was flattered. I did. I told my wife, I said, dudes are giving me things for you. That's a compliment. That was nice of Brent. They're in Macon. He's got his business and everything there, and he came by and spent some time with us. We appreciate that. Jim and Jupiter just posted a picture that I retweeted. It's a boat that he was talking about that just went wayward. This boat went rogue and then I think crashed into one of the neighbors' houses or something. Man, that's scary stuff. No, that's really, really scary. All right, we'll take a few calls. Armageddon, what's up? Welcome in, sir.
Greetings, Bill King. How are we doing?
We're doing good, man. Appreciate it.
I've got a weather report for you from Lake Placid, Florida. I talked to Perry probably 30 minutes ago. Things aren't too good, Bill. He's had a fruit crop completely decimated. I think things are fine at the house. He and his family are fine. But I just send prayers out to him. You know, Perry and I talk every day. We haven't known each other very long, but we've become very good friends. That's good people, man, and I just send prayers out to him and all the people really down there in Florida because things aren't good down there.
Yeah, I know. It's. I got to speak with him last night, and I felt good that they were safe, but he was pretty pessimistic about the orange groves.
Yeah, I think he said the winds there at his house were somewhere between 70 and 100 miles an hour sustained for about 5 hours. I think he said there's some trees down, but things like that. But I'm just glad, you know, he and his family are okay. Yeah. Bill, I wanted to ask you about, I'm curious, I'm sure you'll talk to Brad about this tomorrow. I think it's very interesting that Ole Miss is favored over Kentucky. I don't understand that, Bill, because Kentucky is ranked higher, and I think I need to find me a good bookie because I believe I'd be on that Kentucky plus 7 all day long, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, now betting lines don't have a whole lot to do with rankings. They're not related at all. But
right.
You're saying that's a pretty big line. I think you're probably right. I mean, that's a pretty big number, whatever, 6.5, whatever it is, the moment I was just looking about an hour ago at it. The game is in Oxford. Now, that's their home. It's not a raucous crowd because Baby Kiff's been complaining about the students never showing up. But it's a very good Ole Miss team. That's a really good team. They've got those two transfer running backs. They've played salty defense now for 2 years in a row. And Old Miss Evie's going to be with us tomorrow, too. Old Miss Evie will, and we'll talk about it.
Now, Bill, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I hear things are between Baby Kiff and Old Miss are kind of nasty right now. There's rumor that he's going to Auburn when they fire Brian Harsin.
Yeah, Brian Harsin, yes. I don't know about that. That rumor's out there, and Tommy Tuberville did that. He left Ole Miss for Auburn. But, I mean, his daughter just moved from California to be with him, to go to high school, finish her high school, her senior year there. She's already said she's going to Ole Miss. Now, I guess that could all change. I mean, I'm not saying you can't change. I think he's happy there. I think that the attendance thing's got him a little ticked off, but I don't think that's a deal breaker. I don't know. I'm not so convinced that he would bail on them. I think he's really happy there.
You know, Bill, if I was a coach, I think I'd like to stay at Ole Miss. You know, at Grove, all those short skirts and those red shirtless Americans, I believe I'd stay in Oxford.
Yeah. All right. I forget. Appreciate the update. Glad you talked to Perry. I appreciate that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. THB's on the scene of a wreck in a terrible spot with all that traffic trying to get through the Joelton area right now. It's 24 eastbound just before you get to White's Creek Pike. All that's doing is aggravating all that heavy traffic that's right behind that crash trying to get in from Montgomery County coming in from Clarksville. Again, we're looking at a crash. It's backing up pretty good here on 24 eastbound just before you get to the Joelton exit. Yes, it's heavy down I-40 leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville through Mount Juliet all the way into Hermitage. Ober-Gatlinburg Restaurant in Lounge celebrating Oktoberfest. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year, or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Golfers, now with Edwin Watts Golf Shops, it's time to hit faster, longer, and straighter with Titleist. The new TSR drivers are designed to maximize distance and elevate your performance. Titleist TSR driver, pushing for perfection every day. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Titleist TSR drivers and get custom fit for free today. Can't make it in store? Visit us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee and family-owned and operated since 1968.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
There's plenty of game left. Just chill out. If you're too riled up, you won't ever get to sleep tonight.
How can I chill out when I have to put up with this every single week?
Oh, and he gets picked off. Interception.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Okay, that's enough. Here, try these cannabis products from Lab Canna. And these heightened Delta 8 gummies and Karma Calming Caramels will help put you in a better state of mind.
Whether you win or lose, make every game day better with cannabis products from Lab Canna. Learn more today at labcanna.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
I do acknowledge that the South's where the best football is played because that's a fact. I also appreciate the free flow of ideas. That's what makes our world wonderful, is the free flow of ideas. Robust debate. You disagreeing is wonderful. It's stimulating. If I'm an SEC snob to you, so be it.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
When I was in Macon, among the people I met was Johnny Crawford. He is on the officiating crew for David Smith's crew. And that crew has the Ole Miss and Kentucky game. So he'll be in Oxford. I talked to him for a few minutes. And he said, and I've had officials on this show before. It's been a while. Prominent league officials, you know, in college ball. And Johnny said he'd be willing to come on. Obviously, it's late in the week, but maybe next week we do that. Now, here's the trick, though. Here's the trick. Officials can't be talking about specifics in a game. That's the only trick. And I've had them on in the past. You can't, with a league official, ask, okay, in the State U versus XYZ game, that controversial play right there, critique it. They're not going to do that. Or something that happened in their game, well, not only are they not going to do it, I'm sure they've signed documents that say, don't do this. Keep your mouth shut. Now, you can talk about league rules and rule changes and how to interpret a rule and all that kind of stuff. Just general questions. They can do all that. But the only trick is they cannot take on a specific, this just happened in this game, everybody's ticked off about it, it was a bad call, because that happens all the time, right? I don't care who you pull for. That happens all the time. I get hit up every weekend from people sending me video of something that happened in a game that was bad for their team, or bad for the team that they were pulling for. Like, that's going to matter. Like, maybe it does. But, I mean, you can do that. You can take them, play, and probably point something out almost all the time, right? And I'm not saying that we don't have some faulty officiating. We do. It's human. It's human nature. But I get something literally weekly. Bill, did you see this holding? On that touchdown, this dude over here blatantly holding. They didn't even call it, Bill. Oh, my God. The world probably should end now, Bill. Just jump off the flat earth. I get that all the time. I what do you want me to do? Call a meeting and change the play? Say, okay, he held there. Touchdown's not good. The other team actually won the game. We're reversing the score on this one. Is that what you want me to do? Yeah, just come back like on a Monday after a Saturday and announce that team that was so happy in the locker room celebrating with their coach and everybody's happy and you won the game. Actually, they find out on Monday that they lost the game because this dude over here was holding. Is that the world you want? Is that the world you want to be in? Yeah, I don't think so. Don't think so. Who'd you say, Patton, we have on hold? Oh, good. We had Jeff in the Borough, but he went bye-bye. Jeff in the Borough pulled a disappearing act on us. I'm sure what happened was his editor at his newspaper called him and said, how come you did not post that kickball story? Yeah. I mean, that kickball game was yesterday afternoon. That should have been posted by now. Why are you on hold at Bill's show when you should have posted that story? So I'm sure he's probably trying to fix that. Tim down in Macon. Yeah, he was the one that asked me at the Touchdown Club about name, image, likeness, right? Yes. And he just posted on Twitter. That's a good question. I mean, and Brent says, look, it would take somebody like Bill Gates to actually take a program that's never going to compete for national championship or never has been very significant. And just by virtue of name, image, likeness, now they're a superpower. I mean, because let's face it, the chalk, the superpowers that currently exist, that's where all the sex appeal is. And the names that you're used to, right? Now, supposedly, and again, I don't know how they have this data, but when they rank the collectives, Tennessee's collective is apparently number one. Again, folks, I don't know if that's true or not. I do know there's a lot of money. They've got a lot of money. That's not new, though. Tennessee's always had a lot of money. And it's legal. There's nothing wrong with it. The McDonald's bags and all that, those rumors, that was not legal. But what's happening now is legal. But Tennessee has been a brand name historically, maybe not the last 15, 20 years with all the coaches they've gone through, but that is a program with a brand name that can win big. Can win big. Hasn't been, might be on to something about right now, though. Yeah, speaking of, you know how we're always wondering, is Texas back? Is Miami back? Is Southern Cal back? Is Tennessee back? Tennessee might be approaching that. Ranked in the top 10. Got a bye week. Run an offense that is as exciting as any team in America not named Ohio State. And the recruits are noticing too. They've even got a quarterback from California, Nico Iamaleva, who, even though I don't think it's true, has a deal for like $8-9 million. Who cares if it's true? It's good publicity. Seriously, doesn't even matter if it's true or not. It's very good publicity. All right, hour three's coming. Happy all of you were safe. They are saying, though, there are hundreds, and I don't know what number that means, of fatalities in Florida. That's the current number, hundreds.